Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm up on Infowars.com right now on the right-hand side, the Children International banner. You click on it. Freddie desperately needs your help. The next 10 minutes, they are holding Freddie while you consider sponsoring him. His family's monthly income is $156. At age 6, he is eagerly awaiting a sponsor. For only $22 a month, he can provide medical, dental, educational, and nutritional assistance, clothing, shoes. Please help provide Freddie's hopes and dreams. These children literally live in areas where there's open sewers, diseases, you name it. There are just so many children. Freddie is in Guatemala. He is age 6, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to the banner on Infowars.com and do that right now, or at least consider doing it. Okay. Once I start talking about this, I can't shut up about it. I'll probably end up talking an hour about it. You know, we research what the best charities are. It's like 2 days after 9/11, we said send breathing apparatus to this church near Ground Zero, and we were sending those there because we knew what they needed. And well, I'm done talking about that. I've already belabored it. It's up to you. Ball's in your court. In fact, I know Kurt Nimmo's listening right now. I know I said put the banner there. Move the banner to the top somewhere for today or put a link up at the top because I really want people to be able to find it easily. I know we opened the phones up and we got loaded phones, and our next guest will be with us about 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Then I promise we'll just take calls the rest of the show. If you don't want to hold, you can hang up and call back. Look at this ridiculous headline. Bush says U.S. is not headed into a recession. President Bush said Thursday that the country is not headed into a recession, and despite expressing concern about slowing economic growth, rejected for now any additional stimulus efforts. They claim the country is growing at about 1.5% now, dropping from a little over 2%, with a 15% conservative inflation rate yearly. That's an actual huge constriction in the economy. Bush's view of the economy was decidedly rosier than that of many economists who say the country is nearing recession. Nearing recession? We've been in it for years. With many economists saying we're already in a recession. The centerpiece of the government efforts to brace the wobbly economy is a package Congress passed and Bush signed this month that will rush rebates ranging from $300 to $1,200 to millions of people. The average is about $600, and give tax incentives to businesses. Bush also used a news conference to press Congress to give telecommunications companies legal immunity from helping the government eavesdrop on September 11th terror attacks. After the September 11th terror attacks, yeah, on the American people. The president and Congress are in a showdown over Bush's demand on the issue of immunity. So that's what's going on that front. I have another story we're going to get to later. Investment banker predicts $300 a barrel oil. I don't know if that's going to happen, but it's on CNBC of all places. So it is getting crazier and crazier by the minute. I started talking about this article yesterday, so we've got a guest scheduled to come on after this break. Robot wars will be a reality within 10 years. The world is sleepwalking into an international robot arms race, a leading expert has warned, and so we'll be getting that warning from him. I've been very concerned about this in the last decade as I watched the Pentagon and other military-industrial complexes, fortresses, move in that direction, shifting back into the economy. Later I'll get into this as well. UN report, during crisis, eat bugs, the AP reports. They have a luscious platter of cockroaches there for you to eat. I'm not kidding. That's up on Infowars.com. Also, lawyer says Bin Laden did not orchestrate 9/11 during terror trial in Australia. We'll be going over that. Also, childhood vaccine linked to convulsions, Associated Press. Meanwhile, all U.S. kids should get the flu vaccine, federal panel says. Also, Tamiflu's effects on the brain. More on that coming out. And does McCain's birthplace rule him out? This is in the International Herald Tribune. It's all coming up after this quick break. Stay with us.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now 8 minutes into this third and final hour of transmission, blasting out on the AM and FM dial across the United States, simulcasting on three satellites, global shortwave at WWCR, and the internet at InfoWars.com. I remember more than a decade ago reading official Army reports how they planned by 2011 to have half of the Air Force and Army aircraft fleet being drone, having them with their own operating systems where they could even make decisions on their own within the set battle plan. SWORDs for 4 years have been on the battlefield in Iraq, going into Fallujah. It's a giant laboratory. These are combat robots that don't just go in and surveil. They have the hover drones. Now police are developing little saucers that fly around silently and fire guided taser projectiles at you for use against the American people, microwave guns mounted to robots, sound wave weapons mounted to robots, SWAT teams using them. But now they're shifting into them being equipped with weapons. And because of the maneuverability of not having a human in a jet aircraft, of course they're all going to be robot. But you're going to have a human at another position in an aircraft or in an office building, could be anywhere, in a submarine, controlling those weapons platforms. And it allows the elites to deploy robots, deploy droids, deploy drones, and it takes out of the equation the troops refusing to kill civilians. It also dehumanizes things further, where the robots, anybody who doesn't have the proper face scan or who can't present ID, will just kill you. That's already the case in Fallujah. If you don't show the proper ID, NBC reported, the troops kill you on sight. That's hard to believe. I have the NBC report right before Tom Brokaw retired. He gave the report. So we have an incredible expert on instead of me just babbling. The point is that we're seeing a full conversion over to this. This article says within 10 years. I say it's already here. And Noel Sharkey, BAPHFIETFBCSCITMFRINFRSA, folks, he's got so many letters, I've got to stop right there. I mean, he's an electrical engineer. He's a psychologist. This is one of the top robotics experts, people studying the trends, futurist. He's at the university there in Sheffield, where Paul Watson is from, the University of Sheffield, Department of Computer Science, EPSRC, senior media fellow. Folks, literally, I can't go over the rest of this bio. This is one of the leading experts in the world with us, and I saw this in the London Telegraph. Robot wars will be a reality within 10 years. The world is sleepwalking into an international robot arms race. A leading expert has warned. Professor Noel Sharkey fears increased research and spending on unmanned military systems by countries including the U.S., Russia, China, and Israel will lead to the use of autonomous battlefield robots that can decide when to kill within a decade. That's already here, and of course he knows that. But Professor Sharkey, we are very honored to have you.
Hello, Alex. Thank you very much. And let me just say before I start, I don't think you were babbling at all. I think you put that stuff really well. You're right on the ball there, and I'm really glad you're doing this and putting it out there. It's
great
to hear.
Well, thank you. I can just extrapolate what elites have done in the past. I mean, the elites could have robots or robot aircraft carry out attacks and then say somebody else did it. You know, they're saying Al-Qaeda may use these, but we'll never know who really did it because you can't really interrogate the robot, or they could wipe its memory circuits and plant false data. But now I'm really going off the handle.
Yeah, well, a little bit. That's not the real... I mean, they're really... we don't have to get too futuristic. As you say yourself, the robots are already here and armed, especially the flying ones, the Predators, and the Reapers now. You must know about the Reapers that are carrying 14 Hellfire missiles.
Yes.
And there have been so many accidents. And then we've got the first deployment of the Talon Swords robots in Iraq last year in December, and they're all armed with grenade launchers and that kind of thing. But there's only four of them, and they haven't actually fired a shot yet, as far as I know, from what I hear from the military. But there are 80 more of them in order.
That's not what we hear from the fighters in Iraq, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, the kinds of robots you're talking about are not really my main concern, although they're very worrying. What I'm worried about is that if you read all the U.S. documents, which I've done, and you read the latest roadmap, which was published in December for 2007 through 2032, if you read that, you'll find that what they want to do now is have autonomous robots, and that means there's no human in the loop. So at the moment, when there's a Predator flying, and you know they're flying them from the Nevada desert, that's where the pilots are, and the Predators are over Iraq, so they're 7,000 miles away. But now they want to take the human out of the loop as well, and that's where it gets really scary.
Absolutely. You're the expert on this. You've been studying it for decades. Break down the problems that you see, the problems we've already witnessed.
Yeah, well, I mean, the big problem now is, if you have an autonomous robot, that's a robot that just goes out on its own, which is what all the United States forces want, then it's going to make decisions who to kill, when to kill, and where to kill them. And this is happening thick and fast. You know, we've got the DARPA challenge, the grand challenge now in the United States, has been going for 4 years, and started off with cars racing across the Nevada desert completely autonomously. And this year it was urban. So it was around a sort of makeshift city. The cars whizzed around the city and did all sorts of tasks. And you can see what this is development for. It's development for robot weapons that will work on their own with no humans there. And scary is that the reason this has to happen is because of mission complexity. And also so that when the rope, there's a problem with communication. So you can send a robot in when there's no communication, and it will decide who to kill. And that is really worrying to me.
It'd be perfect to send them into a bunker, but if it's 300 feet underground, even the big systems they use to communicate with submarines won't be able to get through with proper missions and proper data to the robot.
Exactly. But the one thing I really try to get across to like policymakers is that there's this kind of mythical artificial intelligence. You know, you've seen all the science fiction movies, and every time killer robots are mentioned, people start talking about Terminator and Skynet and all this kind of stuff that's really fairy tales. And if they were like that, it would be better. Because what you've got here is this is like a washing machine. This is a dumb, stupid machine. And then you're going to give it the decision to kill people? I mean, it's just ridiculous, really, to me. I mean, one of the things I know is, with my expertise, I know what the limits of artificial intelligence are. So that's what's really worrying me. And, you know, one of the fundamental laws of war, for just war, if you can imagine there is a just war, and I'm talking here about the Geneva Conventions and the various protocols, and the fundamental of that from the beginning is that any weapon system or any individual must be able to discriminate between civilians and soldiers, between combatants and non-combatants. You're not allowed to just go out and kill innocent people. And there's no sensing equipment on robots at present. There's no artificial intelligence in robots at present that could make that discrimination. Now, if you look at the Geneva Convention in 1940, it wasn't the first Geneva Convention, the Geneva Convention in 1940, what they say there is, what's a civilian? Well, you have to use common sense to work that out. And humans can do that. The next protocol, Protocol 1, in 1977, which America didn't sign up to, but there they said they had to define what a civilian was, and how they've defined it is, they've defined it as somebody who isn't a combatant. So there's no real definition of a civilian, no rules you could program into a robot to say what a civilian was, and yet they're going to let them go out and decide who to kill, and that's worrying.
Well, you talk about an arms race. The argument will be by the Pentagon and DARPA and the big magicians up there at the top, and then the huge military-industrial complex and the universities and sciences, they're feeding this, is that, well, we've got to develop it or somebody else would, and we've got to keep superiority. And as you said there, immediately out of the gates, you have Isaac Asimov's rule of the robot, do no harm. But out of the gates here, it's do harm, and we're going to let a primitive system that you can't really call artificially intelligent decide who to kill. And this is in official roadmaps being put out by the Pentagon. That is amazing.
Yes, it is. But you've got some good robotics guys in the United States, in the military, who are trying to do things. Like there's a guy called Chief John Canning, Naval Surface Warfare, who works on robots and the law. And what he's saying is he says they shouldn't be allowed out, autonomous robots, unless what they're going to do is target weapons and machines. And his big motto is, let men target men, and it should be let humans target humans, really, and let machines target machines.
Yeah, we need treaties right now.
We do need treaties, indeed, immediately. But the United States with the arms race thing, you see, is it's not a matter of them worrying about the arms race. I'm afraid it's a matter of them creating it, because they're beginning to scare other countries into following suit. We've got we've got Grand Challenge for the first time in the United Kingdom this year, Grand Military Challenge with swarms of autonomous helicopters. We've got a Grand Challenge started in Singapore last year.
Well, they've already got autonomous dragonflies flying around surveilling people.
Well, I'm not sure how true that was. That was the Washington story, wasn't it?
Well, we know they developed the dragonflies, and we know they said they're going to test them, but we don't know if they were at that event.
Yeah, but there's all sorts of sinister. I mean, you want to talk about that and talk about surveillance coming in. I mean, one of the most sinister ones is, and they put a lot of money into this, like, you know, $80 million into a project. What they're doing is they're putting little microchips into the cocoon of a moth, into the pupae, so that when the moth comes out, it's got this chip embedded in it, and then they can use a living moth, control it remotely, and use it for surveillance. What do you think of that?
And they're telling us about it now. I wonder how many years ago. I remember 20 years ago seeing remote control cockroaches.
Yeah, that's right. They were.
Well, let's talk about where the technology has advanced to, and then ideas of how to control this and where it's going with our guest. We're just so honored to have him. You can't have a better expert on, ladies and gentlemen. This is the future. The future is now. I'm Alex Jones.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's progressing. And it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
Electrical engineer, futurist, robotics expert is our guest, Professor Noel Sharkey, University of Sheffield, England. Autonomous robots, ground forces, surveillance systems. from tiny moths to huge predator aircraft. The Reaper, laden with blisters of weapon systems, Hellfire missiles. Continuing with where the science is, some of the most draconian developments. And, of course, a lot of this I see being developed for urban use against civilian populations by police forces. You've got the floor. Please continue.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, the police force thing is very worrying as well. I notice a lot of reports. I haven't seen them firsthand, but I notice a lot of reports coming out of the United States about SWAT teams using robots. But, you know, sometimes they use them very well when they're not armed. But now they've put tasers on them. And, you know, the Amnesty International reports about the taser use are horrific. Although many people in the United States are denying it, lots and lots of people are dying through
people
taser
die
use.
Every day from it. And they've got, right here in Austin, shotguns on them. And they claim it's to detonate bombs, but they send them into houses with shotguns.
They've got shotguns on them now, have they? This is news to me. In Texas.
Oh, they had shotguns on them 10 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I've got video in my film Road to Tyranny from 2000. We have video of them out with a robot with a shotgun.
Wow. I'll have to see that. I really will.
Certainly. Please continue.
Well, you know, the other thing is, as you say, the big thing is, as you say, you're sending these things into civilian populations. And even if they're... Even if there's a human in the loop sending them in, the United States keeps talking about, you know, winning hearts and minds. It's George Bush's big slogan all the time in Iraq. Let's win hearts and minds. Well, you see, I'm not sure how many hearts and minds you win with a robot stuck in people's faces. An armed robot. What do you think of that?
People instinctively don't like it.
Of course you don't. I mean, it's no. It's called, one of your famous generals called it the last three steps. And what he meant by that was, it's the armed forces in a foreign country, in Iraq or whatever, and they're three steps away from the enemy, or three steps away from the civilian population, or three steps away from people in the prison camp. And in those three steps, they're an ambassador for your country. And that's very important. If that ambassador is a robot guard, people can't talk to it. People can't find out what your country's like. People can't find out about freedoms. They can find out nothing.
Well, what about what Japan's doing with these Honda and Sony robots where they say they're going to look for shoplifters and stand at the front of stores giving you orders?
Yeah, that's not good. But, you know, I have to say that Japan, you know, we have to look at it in perspective. They're not arming them at all. And the other thing about Japan is that they're the only country in the world that have actually been bringing out rules for the government of robots. A robot in a public place has to have a great big button on it so you can thump it and switch it off. Now, wouldn't it be nice to have military robots where the enemy could just, where the civilian population could just thump it and switch it off? So, you know, I'm not too much down in Japan, but South Korea last year commissioned, I don't know why I'm smirking because it wasn't funny at all. South Korea last year got commissioned robots from Samsung. And they're putting them all along the border between North and South Korea. And these things shoot to kill. They've got really good sensors on them. They can detect a vehicle or a person from about 3 kilometers away. Now, the thing is that they're in the demilitarized zone, the DMZ. And according to international law, in the DMZ, you're fair game. You enter the DMZ, you can be killed. But, you know, you can put mines there. But, you know, if you're a soldier doing it, you can be looking around and you see this kid who's accidentally come in here, or somebody who's just been shot, who doesn't know where they are.
Or a helicopter accidentally crashes.
Exactly.
And
oh,
you're
yeah.
crawling helicopter. Out of the you're crawling out of the helicopter. You're crawling out of the 747, and here come the swords.
That's really good. That's really good. That's a really good example. I'll use that again. They're not mobile. They're fixed, so they sit there, but they turn around and swivel.
And they can shoot 2.5 miles. Well, I've seen Marine vehicles that they say they're going to turn over to robots 5 years ago, and they've got a huge 50-caliber gun on the top, and they'll just basically be robotic. Stay there. There's so many facets. I want you when we get back, Professor, because I didn't know about the DMZ. See, there's so much. Any other key areas like that where they're already deployed? Did you hear that? There's already combat mechs with high-powered weapon systems in the DMZ. This is incredible.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For veterans of all branches of the United States military, HempUSA.org is offering a 3-month sampler of our hemp products for increased digestion and immunity health of our returning veterans. At HempUSA.org, we feel a sense of urgency for the returning troops to try the most densely nutrient food on the planet. This raw food will rebalance all of their body systems and push out toxins that are found in all of the returning soldiers. We at HempUSA.org feel a need to let the soldiers past, present, and future know about this great urgency to detoxify the body before it can heal itself. The body, if given the proper nutrients, will always heal itself, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, by calling 908-691-2608 and ordering a 3-month sampler. You will receive a 6-week supply of the highest grade essential fatty acid oil in the world at no charge. You can receive these incredible healing raw food products delivered to your door with free shipping. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. June 9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
All right, we got to move quick. It's our final segment with him. And he's agreed to come back in the near future so we can pick his brain. Professor Noel Sharkey, now you just dropped a huge bombshell on me during the break. I Googled it and found news articles about it. I didn't know about armed autonomous robots in the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. Anything else that's just so amazing like that that you can tell us about, Professor?
Well, I can tell you some other things, but one thing about the armed robots in the demilitarized zone is if you look at Google again, you'll see that the South Koreans are actually planning to have a full robot police force in their cities, civilian police force.
I remember seeing that.
One step further, and that's pretty bad as well. But, you know, one of my really big concerns is this idea that, you know, America's put all these plans out there. And the thing about the United States is I really like the United States because the reason why I know so much about what's going on in the United States is because it's an open information society. So all of the plans are published. I only found out yesterday at a conference with a lot of British military people what's going on in my own country. We don't publish any of it. There's no freedom of information in that kind of way.
Well, this is breaking news. Tell us what you learned.
Well, I mean, I've read all the roadmaps, for instance. I'm not going to say too much about what I learned yesterday. In fact, I can't, because I was under something called Charter House Rules, where I mustn't repeat people's comments.
Plus, they could just put a D notice out if they didn't like what you said.
Well, one of the things I learned quite a lot about was, and I knew a bit about it myself, was the kind of things that the terrorists will now copy. Because the thing is, the United States will make these very sophisticated robots. The United States is a civilized country, and they will try their best to make robots that can discriminate between... I don't think they can do it, but they'll try their best to make robots that will discriminate between civilians and non-civilians. If you don't really care about that discrimination at all, and you're not really worried about accuracy, and you're not going to be on the media worrying about accuracy, then it's pretty simple to make autonomous robots. It's really simple. And you could make swarms of these things. I mean, one of the things I've done is I'm a judge on, you might have heard of Robot Wars. I think I've judged it for America as well.
Oh, but, I happened to see that once, yeah.
Well, I've been the head judge of that for all series of it throughout the world. And so I've traveled around a lot and run competitions in China and India and Egypt and things like that. And you find that all the civilian populations are very sophisticated. They learn very quickly. They recycle old cars. You know, you take the windscreen wiper motors out of an old car, and you can just build a robot for practically nothing. And in Iran, they have a lot of robot competitions. In Saudi Arabia, they have robot jockeys riding camels. So this technology is all out there. And if these people want to turn their mind to it and turn it into military, for military use, they can do it. And if you're not worried about accuracy and discrimination, I mean, you could go into Washington State and release a whole swarm of little robots, each with a small explosive on it, into the civilian population. I'm reluctant to say this because I'm hoping no terrorists are listening. But I was told yesterday by some admirals that not to worry about saying it because they're convinced they already know all about it. So you could release swarms of these things in. You can go on the internet. You can get a model airplane. You can get a Microsoft phone connected to the little, you know, not a model airplane, but one of those little ones you fly. Small airplane, can't be detected by radar, put a Microsoft phone on it. You can use the GPS system from the Microsoft phone. You can text to that phone and send it coordinates. Now, you imagine a couple of thousand of those flying over Washington. You wouldn't even be able to detect them on radar screens. You couldn't shoot them down. And this is well known about.
You're talking about the hobbyist planes that have got like three,
four. Yeah, the hobbyist planes, that's it, the little remote control things. But you can make them fully autonomous. And they're not that accurate, but they're pretty accurate when you send them into a civilian population. And this is really scary stuff, and that we're really worried about it in this country. I learned yesterday from people, we're worried about this happening for the Olympics. I found on websites people explaining how to simply make their own little V2 bomber. You know, not V2 bomber, but the V2 rocket that the Germans used during the war.
Well, if 20 years ago... DARPA had remote control cockroaches with a microchip wired into its brain. They have RoboRat for 5 years.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, can you talk about the cybernetic type developments?
Yeah, well, we've got those as well. You mean using animals to run?
Well, you mentioned the moth, but
yeah, that's right.
What about RoboRats? Well, you know, carrying on their back a quarter pound of high explosive, jacketed in metal shavings.
Yeah, RoboRat's a little difficult. With the RoboRat, you know, that's the rescue rat. Kind of was called that. The RoboRat doesn't have any electronics on board. It needs a good scientist to run a robot rat.
Now, I understand, but I mean, that technology is going to get easier and easier.
It's going to get easier and easier and easier. But, you know, the American military is very creative. The part of your brain that controls we use for navigation is called your hippocampus, right? It's a little piece inside the middle of your brain. And, for instance, they tried using a hippocampus to drive a tank. So all these things are being tried, and some of them are going to be very successful. Some of them are bound to be very successful. What worries me is there's a really tragic accident waiting to happen here, really, isn't there?
Absolutely. Now, what about technocracies, though? Because the British military put out last year their 10-year prospectus on what they believe is going to happen. The London Guardian did a big report on it. Did you happen across that?
No, I didn't happen across that. Tell me about it.
Well, in that big report, They talk about flash mobs. They talk about how the elite's going to deal with the population. They talk about more and more have-nots versus the haves. And,
yeah.
And I just see this. What if Hitler was alive today and running Germany? And
robots.
And exactly. Now he had SS guards that would kill people and, you know, Waffen SS troops. But what, I mean, imagine what elites can do, what a technocracy can do, or what a technocracy, say, in 20 years, most of the government's robotic, a lot of countries have robotic police, and then you know, supercomputer geniuses probably already in government, they go in and stage a coup using what's, I mean, that kind of is the Skynet scenario where they use the B-2 bombers that are robotic to launch a nuclear attack. It probably won't be the robots. It'll be bad humans using the fact that they've built in, where in the past it would take millions of people to stage a takeover. Now it just takes a couple hundred in the technocracy.
I think you're right, but it will be bad humans. I mean, I think there's nothing wrong with the robots. They're just dumb machines. It's who uses them. But I'm surprised that I'm waiting for the first moment now to see when robots are going to be equipped with water cannon for strike breaking and for riot breaking.
Well, listen, my grandfather developed that in the late 1960s as just a tinkerer. They sold the prototype to the Army, and it was the equivalent of just a remote control robot that had these big poles that could extend in all directions with high voltage.
Oh, really? Your grandfather's responsible for that?
Yes.
So you've got a lot to answer for then, haven't you? Well, you're making up for it now. But, you know, but it'll be quite easy. You can imagine, tomorrow morning, I could start a project for the police, which I'm not going to do, I assure you. And within a couple of months, we could have a bunch of big robots armed with water cannon. You could have police in tall buildings with, video screens looking down at the population and rounding them up.
And that will automatically, like the scoops in the movie Soylent Green, that will dehumanize it in the psyche of the police.
Yes, completely. It's exactly like that. Like the video cameras on the jets, you just see a little dot on the ground and you bomb it. Of course it will dehumanize it. And, you know, the thing is, governments are all it's all very well having a democracy and things, but the whole thing can shift in a technocracy, can't it? Everything can change.
It allows horizontal integration instantly.
Yes, quite. And you get, you know, you could, as you say, you could easily have a coup, you could have all sorts of things like that. But I suppose that, I mean, how you've got vast spaces in the United States, don't you?
Yes.
You could have huge underground labs or a big workshop somewhere if you're rich enough. And as we speak, there could be somebody developing lots of robots to attack places. You can't really tell. How could you ever detect them?
I think one thing's for sure, Professor, we're in for quite a ride.
I hope not. I mean, one of the things I'm doing at the moment, I'm pushing really hard. I'm talking to the people. You know the people who got the landmines banned? There's a treaty banning all landmines throughout the world. And I'm talking to them now about trying to get a ban on all autonomous weaponry. I don't think we'll be very successful, but I think that we don't even have international discussion at the moment. We have countries just developing it as they want. Because what I'm worried about is, as you said at the beginning, about sleepwalking into this, we're not making the policies. The policies are making themselves. You've got things like supply things already, supply trucks called the Mule that are autonomous. Well, you know, they can run between groups of soldiers. Okay, they can run on their own between groups of soldiers and deliver supplies. Nothing wrong with that. But they're an expensive asset, and they don't want them to fall into the hands of the enemy. So you're going to put weapons on those eventually, and that's how it's going to gradually creep into use. So it's not going to be that one day the military are going to say, right, we're going for autonomous weapons now, and everybody can protest and stop it. It will creep in step by step.
You're talking about mission creep.
That's right. That's a good term for it. Yes, mission creep. So it will creep in step by step, and you won't know that it's happening. It's not like nuclear, where you're either a nuclear bomb or you're not. There's no half nuclear bomb. But with robots already, it's mission creep, as you call it.
Oh, Professor, just there's so many areas, so many facets to all of this. We're doing the right thing, though. Having a debate, educating people about this, I think, is the key. And from what I've heard from you, South Korea is the furthest along in this. I remember seeing that last year, wanting to deploy robot police forces, and they've already got the killer robots in the DMZ. Why have they chosen to go this route?
Well, it's too expensive. patrolling all the time. It's a very big area. But what's worse is I've heard, you know, when it was first announced, I got onto the case and I was in, you know, it was in newspapers and most of the online newspapers, you've got comment sections. And I noticed that a lot of American right-wingers were immediately saying, great stuff, we could get this for the border with Mexico. That was the first thing that was said.
But then, even if you're for controlling the borders, that sets the precedent.
It does, yeah. But you know, that's ridiculous. That's not a DMZ, so it's completely illegal. I haven't heard anybody in your government suggesting that at all. But, you know, the future changes, doesn't it?
Well, it's constantly changing. You say 10 years away. Can you extrapolate out kind of with this mission creep at current growth trends, which, of course, are exponential, what life will be like in 20 years if serious debates and controls and treaties aren't put into place now?
I didn't actually say 10 years, in fact. If you remember right, I said within 10 years.
Within 10 years.
It could be 5. You know, I mean, we're talking about, if people, we're talking on a radio show, a lot of people, I hope, are listening to this, and I don't, just let me say this, I don't want to be scaring people. They're not going to be robots knocking on your door in 10 minutes' time. They're dumb machines, and we can stop this now, but we need a lot of people pulled together. Write to your, you know, your senator or your local, whatever you call them. We call them MPs here. You've got senators and, you know, your local government officials. And if they think there's some electoral mileage to be made in it, they will change things. They will fight against it. And that's one message I'd like to get across. Really,
well, I agree.
That we can't stop this.
Well, there's an angle right there of a helicopter or boat blowing into the coastline to the DMZ and the hunter killers kill them in South Korea, there with North Korea. But here's another angle. The military-industrial complex is literally taking over our economy, shifting, taking over the universities right now. You know, that's the whole direction that this is going. But Lockheed Martin, 3 years ago, got their red light cameras kicked out, a very primitive system, out of San Diego, because under common law in the Constitution, similar to your Magna Carta, you have to have an officer physically giving you the citation or the summons to court for speeding or running a red light. Plus, the cops don't want to lose their jobs to robots. And, you know, we know, just like Bill Joy wrote in Wired Magazine, why the future doesn't need us. You know, we have to have these debates about mechanization and robotics. That's a whole other, you know, discussion area about what this will do to society and jobs. But if, under law, you can't have the red light camera issuing you a ticket because it was a private company issuing you a ticket, you can only have police controlling cameras, and then they still issue the ticket. I think the point here is that we don't want to turn this loose on us because it's so unaccountable. I mean, do you get where I'm going here?
I do indeed. It's very unaccountable. One of the big things about an autonomous robot that does it itself, who's responsible when it kills people all over the place? I mean, I heard lawyers talking yesterday about this, the idea that can a robot be guilty of war crimes? And I think that's so stupid, because that's the kind of thing you worry about. Oh, you know, let it go out and kill a load of people, and then what do we... And I asked this guy, how are we going to punish a robot? Switch it off. So you let robots go out and attack people, and then you say the robot was responsible for it.
Where were you yesterday having these meetings you can't talk about?
I was at the Royal United Services Institute in the United Kingdom. And one thing I must say, though, that overall, I was very warned that the British military who were there were not up for having autonomous weapons and not up for having autonomous robots.
No, you've got to keep humans in control. But expanding from there, because that's exactly where I was going next, I picture them sending in advanced, you know, fourth, fifth generation SWORD types, say into a Fallujah. We know there was already massive civilian slaughter that went on, just firing howitzers in the buildings.
Yeah.
They go in, they kill a bunch of people. That then allows higher-level corps in the military to cover it up, because it's always the boots on the ground that blow the whistle later. If you have your robots go in and do the killing, it's much easier to cover that up.
Ah, there's nobody watching, you mean? There's no witnesses.
Exactly.
And so you can't call anybody to a tribunal and ask them. Well, you know, some people are saying that, you know, to use these things, you're going to have to put a log on board so that everything is logged.
But they'll just...
Being, you know, so you have a little log so that if it kills anybody, it has to report that it's fired its weapon and that kind of thing.
But every time the cops do something bad here, their squad car camera malfunctions.
Really?
Same thing. Oh, the computer. Yeah. Oh, it had a data loss. Mm.
Yeah, that's another big problem, yeah. But, you know, at least you don't have, like, when I go out of my house, I don't know if you know this, when I go down into Sheffield or any city in the UK, they reckon I'm photographed 400 times.
Yes, I've seen that at most surveilled society anywhere.
Yeah, we really are.
Well, they're now coming out with AI software where the cameras watch you, and then they shout orders at you or report back to somebody.
Well, when's it going to be that we're getting tasered from a camera?
They're already shouting orders like the telescreens. Well,
that's,
I mean,
right.
I'm sure you heard about the company trying to work with Taser to develop the flying drones that fire tasers at crowds.
Yes, I have, yes. But when are they going to be in our surveillance cameras? You know, that's the next thing. We have cameras that say orders to us as well. It's really freaky. But, you know, you're getting a more sneaky surveillance. We don't really have time to go into this now, I know. But you're starting to get in Houston, Texas, not far from where you are, I'm sure. They had the Federal Aviation Authority gave permission to use pilot and use very small fixed wing aircrafts with cameras on for doing police surveillance, and these things can see like a mile. So
you know,
they can fly. They can see in your window of your house.
Professor, we're out of time, but I've got five
okay.
minutes. Oh, hold on, I've got 5 minutes on the other side. I want to come back and just get a 2-minute summation from you in the final segment. This has been an incredible interview. I hope and pray you'll come back and spend another hour with us, or close to an hour. This has been amazing.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your 3 free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, it's final segment with Professor Noel Sharkey. Professor,
so many things.
Any websites you want to fire out? Any research areas people should check out? How do people read your research papers and check into the amazing body of work that you've been involved in?
Well, if you want to check out, I mean, I'm not on here to sell anything except the message, but if you want to look at other things I've done, you can just put Noel Sharkey in inverted commas, you know, into Google, and you'll find me instantly. That's the best way to find me, really.
In a 60-second summation, where are we going? What do we need to do?
Well, I'm hoping what we're going to do is ban these autonomous robots before they start. We're not going to stop the ones that are remote-controlled, the ones that are teleoperated. It was too late. We're too far in there. We're not going to stop the unarmed combat air vehicles. Russia now have the SCAT-1 in development. China have the invisible sword. Europe have the Saab. They're here to stay. We're stuck with those now. But we can stop the autonomous ones. But I'd like to say something, that just be able to say this once. In the New York Times, in 1950, published on November the 19th, 1950, there was a professor called Edmund C. Berkeley, and he wrote, "We will need a robot machine commission to function like our present atomic energy commission." He asks for a United Nations robot commission to give protections to the people of the world and to penetrate national defense establishments and regulate guided missiles and other robot machines. And here we are 57 years later, and we're starting to meet the consequences. And this guy was telling us 57 years ago, and nobody listened.
Professor Sharkey, thank you for all the time, and I look forward to speaking to you again. Godspeed.
It's been great. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. It's been great talking to you. I'll try to find some photos of that robot my grandpa built and send them to you. Take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this transmission. Just in, government concedes vaccine autism case in federal court. Now what? Mainstream news. There you go. They concede it causes autism. We're going to post it on JonesReport.com right now. I'm watching Aaron out the window. You just brought it into me. Before we go any further, Freedom Law School, ladies and gentlemen, is coming March 28th and 31st to Southern California, Irvine, California, Radisson Newport Beach Hotel. And there's going to be William Rodriguez, Jason Burmes, David Von Kleist, G. Edward Griffin, Joe Bannister, Tommy Cryer, Larry B. Kraft. Just an amazing event. They generally sell out, so secure your tickets today if you live on the West Coast. 760-868-4271. 760-868-4271. Again, that's 760-868-4271. Or livefreenow.org. Freedom Law School's 2008 Justice, Peace, and Freedom Conference. Amazing, professional, incredible events. I've never been. I've seen video of it. I've talked to folks that go there. They put on a conference like nobody else. Livefreenow.org. Also, don't forget Aloe-Ease Colon and Body Cleanse. Aloe Vera is right up there with hemp for just properties that are so amazing. And it is super concentrated aloe plant tablets. It will clean you out like nothing else. It's just, check it out. Get a bottle. This is a dietary supplement that has incredible properties. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. Give them a call today and get a bottle of Aloe-Ease Colon and Body Cleanse. 1-800-569-4056. Again, Aloe-Ease Body Cleanse, 800-569-4056. Back tonight, live on the network, or back retransmit on the network, 9 to midnight. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. Again, every day, I know you missed the first hour, a lot of you that tune in on stations. You can tune in to hear the rebroadcast that starts right now at InfoWars.com by clicking on our streams. You got to go to those streams or listening elsewhere on other streams, plus their higher quality streams at InfoWars.com. Great job to the whole crew. Great job. Huge reports on InfoWars.com. Check it out. We'll be right back after break at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.